The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, December 21, 2021. The 8th Ordinary Session of the National Assembly of People's Power in its 9th Legislature is officially beginning today and will be held until Wednesday at the Havana Convention Center. This Tuesday, deputies will be presented with the summary of the economy for 2021 and the state budget plan and bill for next year. Afterward, the analysis of the draft laws on territorial and urban planning and land management, the military courts, the military criminal procedure, and the family code will be presented according to the opinions of the corresponding commissions. The lawmakers also received a series of information from the Ministry of Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment, the Ministry of Domestic Trade, the Ministry of Agriculture, and the Ministry of Food Industry. Public Health Minister Jose Angel Portal Miranda, in his Sunday address to the Parliamentary Committee on Health and Sports, said that despite the ordeal of COVID-19, the country had not neglected the maternal and infant program. He stressed that the epidemiological situation and the tightening of the blockade suffered by Cuba have hurt that sensitive sector. Portal Miranda regretted the increase in the number of postpartum and pregnant women deaths during 2021, being the entry of the Delta variant into the country one of the factors that triggered the increase in fatalities, he said. There was also a reduction of more than 5,000 births compared with the previous year. The public health minister added that the maternal mortality rate stood at 182.9 per 100,000 live births, with 171 deaths, 130 more than in 2020, a situation strongly marked by the context of the pandemic. The march along the road of St. Francis of Assisi in demand of the lifting of the U.S. blockade on Cuba departed this Tuesday from the said location on its third and penultimate stage of the pilgrimage towards Rome. This day's walk covers 38 kilometers starting in the Poggio San Lorenzo community with an intermediate stop at the city of Rieti to recover energy. The coordinator of the Bridges of Love project, Carlos Lasso, is ahead of the march along with the president of the Association for the Cultural and Economic Exchange with Italy, Michel Curto, and the coordinator of Associations of Cubans Residing in Italy, Ala Galano. It is the intention of this event to create conscience on the need to end unconditionally the punitive measures imposed unilaterally by the United States on Cuba for over six decades and promote peace in the Americas and the rest of the world. And in the international agenda, we have that promoting the constituent process and responding to the demands expressed during the social outbreak of 2019 are today some of the challenges for the next Chilean president, Gabriel Boric, who will assume power in March 2022. In his first speech to the nation, he recognized that the times to come are not easy because the consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic must be faced and the causes of the social outbreak still in force must be addressed. The president-elect reiterated that his government program foresees advancing responsibly in the necessary transformations for the country without leaving anyone behind. Other objectives of his administration will be to strengthen the role of the state, reform the current pension system, increase the minimum wage, reduce working hours, increase taxes on the riches, and achieve a better redistribution of wealth. Meanwhile, the soaring prices of food basket hit in a very important way most of Mexicans, the National Statistics Institute reported. Except for rice and beans, all staples that are usually included in most Mexicans' food basket have shown significant increases in prices, ranging from 20 to over 100% annually, as a result of a set of factors including climate change, distribution, and increased cost of transportation. According to price monitoring by the Agriculture Market Consultant Group, some foods such as meat and tortillas showed a price variation of around 20%. Meanwhile, apples, tomato, chili peppers, and avocado from 50 to 120%. The National Statistics Institute reported that Mexico's overall inflation in November rose to 7.37%, which means that the increased costs of staples has doubled and jumped up to 10 times more than the annual average of the price of goods and services in the country. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.